Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Dav and Den live from the WTBQ studios in Warwick, New York. If you're hearing my voice, then you are listening live on 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, WTBQ.com, or the replay on my Facebook page. If you would like to join in the controlled chaos, you can call us at 845-651-1110, email us at sidesplitting@yahoo.com, or instant message us on Davin Rosenblitz Blatz. I can't even say my name.
Rosenblitz?
Blitz. Blitz. I'm changing my name. I'm pretentious. I don't want anybody to know I'm here. Davin Rosenblatz Facebook page. I work for people. They can't know I do this. You can already hear them cackling tonight. I am joined by the man who's usually just a little bit to the right of me, Mr. Joe Curry.
Hello.
And making her debut on Davin's Den, former comedian, but still incredibly sick and twisted, Pip Helix.
Hello, everybody.
And working the board, we're doing the transition during my shift. We go from Rich the Backbone to Frank the Brain.
Somebody draw the
It's just a matter of which internet pages they're going to look at during my show. That's really the only difference between Frank and Rich.
Somebody drew the short straw.
Oh, Frank's like, all right, fine. Rich wanted to spin the bottle, so I guess I'll have to work Davin's show.
Sucker!
So how are you guys?
Good. Tired.
Tired?
This stupid traffic.
You say this every time.
Because it's always out there.
Really?
Yes. I should have a police escort from the Tappan Zee Bridge.
You usually get one leaving here, so.
Yeah, that's true.
And how was your traveling, Pip?
Actually, it was absolutely fine coming up the Pip to get here. The only problem is Kings Road, a little confusing.
Kings Road? How about calling Kings Highway?
Kings
Highway. Yeah, maybe that's the problem.
You're on the wrong place.
I'm sorry, I'm channeling Tom Petty. I got confused. I actually started singing that in my head while I was driving along. I was very confused because it stops. Then it's like your choice. Left, right, pick one. I couldn't figure out which way to go.
Pick wisely.
How about GPS with traffic alert, kids?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? You know, we'll do a fundraiser for you, Tim, so you can find a place. See, you guys screwed up. There was a reason why I was...
You screwed up. You live 5 minutes from here.
And that's the reason why I work at WTVQ. I'm not going to a station where I have to go on a highway or something.
I mean, you can holler the show out your window if you want.
Frank, can I do the show from my window next week? Frank is nodding yes, absolutely. He would actually prefer it.
Yeah, it's like, please, keep these mugs out of here.
Yeah.
Keep these mugs out of here?
Nah, Shane, keep these mugs out of here, Shane.
Yeah, Shane, yeah.
Nah.
Christ. The 20s all over again.
Nah, see?
All right.
Oh,
well.
I wish it was my 20s all over again.
Wow, this has been a unique start. We're letting you two kids run wild.
Thanks.
Well, we actually have some interesting things to talk about tonight. We have comedians in the news. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of them, usually not for good reasons. Jon Stewart, Tracy Morgan, and Reggie Brown, the Barack Obama impersonator. They've all made the news lately for various reasons. Also, we might discuss Roger Ebert's little tweet about the unfortunate death of Ryan Dunn from the movie Jackass. He tweeted, and we're going to debate whether it's too soon, like when the body's warm, to be
or an inferno in his case.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to debate. Yeah, I brought the podium with me.
I believe Roger Ebert was actually in the ambulance when he made the tweet, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
Excuse me, I have to step up onto my soapbox. Okay, I'm ready.
Well, we're not doing that now.
Oh, all right,
no,
back down.
Put the box away.
Put the box away.
Wait, I can't do that.
Why?
Never mind.
Oh, really?
Oh, I know.
Look at Frank likes it when the girls talk about boxes.
Frank,
wait a minute. You promised me this was Sleaze Fest 2012. Isn't that what you told me?
Yes. And yes, Joe's the opening act, so he'll be fluffing the audience earlier. Joe, go around and make the audience happy so we can do what we do.
Yes, if I need to, sir. Get the gloves.
Okay.
Okay.
He's fluffing it like a hotel pillow.
Remember how you said how clean the studio was? Not when this stuff is done.
Yeah, Slime Fest.
Yeah. My parents are listening. They go, you know, I still have never laughed on your show.
And they won't tonight either.
We listen because you're our son and we love you. But, you know, maybe it's a generational thing. No, Mom, Dad, it's not a generational thing. It's a talent thing.
The economy-sized bottle of Tums right next to the radio at
just
home.
Just popping them. Law school. Waste of money. Yeah.
They must have been... I just still thrilled with that. You were going to law school.
Yeah.
You were going to be a lawyer.
I was.
And here we are in the middle of Warwick.
Yeah, well, here's what happened. I was going to law school. The grades were on the up. I was going to Brooklyn Law School. Everything was going well.
Brooklyn Law School?
Yeah, it was hardcore.
My cousin Vinny?
Well, Joe, for you, that's a good reference. That's from the 90s.
Okay, I'm working my way up.
Look, we're all kind of old here. Well, except for you.
No, I'm not that old.
You're not that old.
I'm not that old. But anyway, so, I actually...
ain't that young either.
Ouch. And the gloves come off.
You know, Joe, you could be replaced with the wages I pay you.
The wages?
Oh, that's right. We never negotiated that.
But that box of ruffles you fed him?
That'd be a wage.
Listen, basically, when I got kicked off stage for my Brooklyn Law School talent show,
hold
following the cross-dresser... This is all true, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Now, how did you get the talent show following a cross-dresser?
Yeah.
What act did you do? Probably the one you do every night, but...
Apparently, I was a little edgy.
You were a little edgy?
This is 13 years ago. I was a little dirty. A little. I don't remember exactly what the material was. I'm sure it was profound. I'm sure it had something to do with self-love and flatulation, I'm sure. But, I was touching on topics, and...
Oh, no, you can't be touching on topics.
I was touching on topics.
Oh, I can't believe it.
And a fat cow approached the stage and yanked me. And I got yanked, and then she went up to sing, and that was awful. So I'm standing out.
Well, I guess it was over because the fat lady was singing.
Oh! Hey, Joe Curry!
That and more.
Mark it down. June 23rd, 2011. Joe Curry finally contributed something funny. A day in history in Davin's Den.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, yeah, so I'm standing outside, and so people are coming up to me. Students are coming up to me saying how much they liked it and that they didn't think that it was right that I got kicked off stage. Free speech in a law school.
Saturday night at the club.
Yeah, well, there you go. And then this girl who kicked me off comes outside, and my wife, girlfriend at the time, just tore right into her. Apparently, at that time in her life, nobody messes with her man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah. So
wait, hold on. Was there Jell-O involved? I need a visual.
Yes, there was Jell-O involved and whipped cream. But mom, dad, it was kosher Jell-O and whipped cream. Completely fine.
I wasn't trying to be dirty. I'm just really hungry.
Fine. It happens a lot. So shortly thereafter, I left. When you're sitting in constitutional law writing jokes, it's probably time to move on.
Mm.
And that's where I met Pip.
Mm.
I met Pip at a comedy class where I got nothing out of that comedy class, as you guys who've seen the act can tell.
Yes, and unfortunately for the next hour, you'll see neither did I.
Yeah, well, what I did get out of that comedy class is I met Pip, and later on I met you at a Florida-themed fast food restaurant.
RJ Gators.
Yes, where Joe Curry vied to be dressed up as an alligator.
Yes, yes, yes.
You vied? There were other contestants for
this? Were other alligators, yes. Oh. We had a swamp. We had to go in and compete. And,
well, back in those days of my career, Pip and I were thrilled because we got a free lunch.
We were like, food, woo, big time.
At that point, it was the best gig ever. Again, on that day, I again made another comedy faux pas. The boss of RJ Gators was one of the judges. I did not pass. And perhaps I did not pass because of my choice of material. I recall at that time I was doing a bit that I like to call the Three Moskowitzes. Take off on the Three Musketeers. And I used my yarmulke as a sword.
A prop act.
I was a prop act at the time. I don't know if Pip remembers this enough.
As soon as you talked about the yarmulke, it all came flooding back.
I think I was Moshe Moskowitz at the time. I was acting all three. Yeah. I didn't have a budget for people with me. So I was hitting the RJ Gator hoo-ha honcho in the head with my yarmulke. And that was apparently a bad move. So I was sent to eat some fried fish, and I was happy to have it.
Now, I remember we were deliriously happy. We're like, we're getting fed.
It was the best gig ever.
Yeah, it really was.
I remember watching. Here's how new I was in the business. I saw a young Joe Curry. And I said, that guy's got talent. So clearly...
that stag in my mind, too. Yeah. God knows what I was doing.
So Joe and I have been pals ever since, and that's where I discovered Joe. So Joe and I go hit the road together.
Yes.
But before Joe was my sidekick, there was Pip, who left because apparently she doesn't like performing during Yankees playoff games. Miss Prima Donna over there doesn't want to... doesn't want to be chatting while John Wetland's trying to close out game six or whatever.
Well, he set you up nice. He pushed the pool table to one side and set the mic up.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen, this is just a trip down a bad memory lane.
Yeah.
This is just the underbelly of comedy. But we've had a lot of good shows over the past couple weeks, so I want to stop that immediately.
Hold on. The real underbelly was that place where they started throwing fruit, literally. Remember the apple rolling down the
aisle?
I'll
be working for Gonzo over this Friday. That was a Bob Gonzo.
It was a Gonzo gig.
Sadly enough, in the same town, he actually said this reminds you of that place. So, yes, for those who don't know, we were doing this bar in which we didn't get paid in fried fish. We got paid in chili.
Yeah. Was it chili?
Yeah, it was chili. You could have a crock of chili. Yay. Yeah. So Bobby Gonzo was counting $100 bills, but we weren't.
Yeah, we were counting crocks.
Yeah, so I did my little show. It's a little thin hallway. Dive, biker bar, you know, they're kind of listening. There's not a stage. So somebody wings an apple at me, and it bounces off a fat biker's belly right in front of me, rolls right by my feet on the dirty floor. No stage, not in this place, on the dirty floor. I'm doing my little jokey jokes. I pick up the apple. I take a piece like I'm Ozzy Osbourne biting off the head of a bat, and I move on.
Wow.
Actually, I was pretty inspired.
Well, you know, listen, at that time I thought big things would be ahead of me. Fast forward now, here I am.
Yeah, actually, it was a pretty good joke because you were the only person in the room with enough teeth to bite out of that apple.
Sure, and I was eating healthy.
I had a woman break out knitting one time.
Knitting during your show? I've had somebody knit during my show.
I am not here to. This is witty stuff. I'm just bringing knit one pearl. I'm like, knitting. What are you bringing knitting? Can you at least make me a sweater while I'm up here?
I think my faux pas was I had said knitting, but she corrected me and said that she was crocheting.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This happened to me in Edmonton.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, listen, I take the food in Jersey, and I take the crocheting heckling in Canada. She really liked the show, though, but, you know, not enough to stop her cross-stitch, but, you know.
She could have made you a tea cozy or something.
Who said she didn't? She said, this is for you. It's right up there with the pot holders that I made on the plastic loom when I was in the second grade during camp.
And you still have, sadly to say.
Absolutely. Listen, I need to do arts and crafts with my daughter.
That's
which,
right.
Which brings me up to my... I have not been able to get to talk about my lovely daughter the past couple... Wow, time is flying by and I've talked about nothing. Well, that won't stop me.
Forge ahead. Forge,
I thought that was the point.
This has been a big little week, a big couple of weeks in the Rosenblatt family. We've had a dance recital.
Mm-hmm. How did you do?
I did very well. You should see my plié.
Hey, none of that dirty stuff here.
Frank's not even listening anymore.
Like my God.
Frank is like, we just need to get a new car for WTBQ. Can you knuckleheads stop it?
Look, when I was 23, I could have gone to UPS.
Frank is 30 seconds away from hitting the Britney Spears orgasm soundtrack.
No, he's just hitting the jump button. And
the dump button.
There it was. Over the jokes.
No. I think the whole show's been dumped. Before she did the dance, at one point in the classes, we got to see them practice and everything. And they learn the dance moves, and there's these like little things that they have to jump over, like the size of little plates.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter did not jump over it. She walked around it. She's a practical kid. But what annoyed me was the teacher did not correct that. That annoyed me because I'm like, well, you know what? If you're in a teaching position, you need to correct that. You need to reinforce the proper way to do it.
Absolutely.
So she's going to be going into kindergarten, one of the local kindergartens here in Warwick, New York. People ask me, why'd you move up here? Well, they got good schools. And we're going actually to King's, which is one of the better schools up here in Warwick. They're all good. And we met the staff and everything, real young, real cool. And I was talking to the gym teachers, and this is not the gym teachers. This is from the state. But they were telling me that the kids are no longer allowed to play dodgeball.
That's ridiculous.
They can't play Now, I understand if you're mixing kindergarteners with eighth graders. Perhaps you don't want to have them playing dodgeball with the eighth graders. Because that's just, that's just like going on a hunting trip with Dick Cheney. You're a sitting target right there.
It's like bowling for kindergartners.
They'll turn you back.
But, I mean, this is how you learn how to be athletic. This is how you learn, hey, something fast is coming. Get out of the way.
Absolutely.
And we also went into a music class, and they were playing Duck, Duck, Goose with music. It was like a combination of musical chairs and Duck Duck Goose. Now, Duck Duck Goose, never a violent game.
No.
No duck or geese were ever killed in the making of this game. We used to play the game by touching people's heads. If you know, duck, duck, then you hit the one goose and you run around, right?
Right.
That's how we all played the game here. They no longer touch each other's heads. They have like a handkerchief. and they place that on the person's head. So it lightly touches the head. So we're no longer having contact.
What is this?
Do you know, I'm sorry, do you know there's Chinese kids playing duck, duck, goose with mallets? This is what
and they're making the Peking duck right afterwards.
And the duck sauce comes out of it. We're competing against different cultures that are trying to overcome us, and we're softening our kids. We have to make them tough. We have to make them competitive, and we're not doing that.
Now, I don't think we have to have the kids go to boot camp like the Marines.
Well, no, but kids, I roughhouse with each other.
You gotta raise your kids right, and you know, you see the parenting. We see it all the time. I'm gonna just pick on kosher restaurants because that's where I go a lot with my family. And
how many are up here?
I thought that's where you go glot with your family.
Right now, you made my mom and dad cavil.
Glot your ass.
Yes, you know, finally, you know, WTBQ has been petitioned to do more Jewish shows, and finally we are making that happen here.
And it's the shiksa who brought it
out. It's the shiksa who brought it to the table over here. Oh, goy. Anyway. But you see it even there, and I see it's not just in the Jewish wrestling, but the kids, they're running all around. And the parents, I understand about being an exhausted parent. They made Jack Daniels for that. You know, give the kid a shot. They let these kids run around, and they don't discipline them. And right. The schools aren't disciplining them anymore. The after-school curricular activities are not disciplining them anymore. And the parents aren't. So no wonder we're getting our brains beaten in. If you'd like to join in this conversation on the wussification of America.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I gotta wussify the word. You could call us at 845-651-1110. I'm with Joe Curry and Pip Helix. We're just getting in what's going on wrong with our society, why we're no longer competing.
Not competing and not raising kids that know what it's like to compete and know what it's like to lose and learn how to deal with losing.
Well, there is no losing anymore. Everybody gets a trophy. Yeah.
But the thing is, when they get out of school, and I talk about this in my act, when these kids get out of school, the world doesn't care about them. The world is a competitive place. Your boss is going to be competitive. You need to be competitive. You're going to be.
But what happens if our bosses are no longer competitive? Your boss was competitive because he's old. But, you know, what happens? These kids are the new bosses.
We're going to be a third world nation. That's what we're going to do.
I agree.
We're going to sit there and we're all going to be winners.
I want to be a winner. I want to be like Charlie
but
Sheen.
You have to be a winner to be a winner.
Winner.
Well, you're so many.
Maybe I don't have to be a winner to be a winner. Maybe I can be a loser and still be a winner. And nobody will touch me and I'll be happy.
Well, you can be a loser and then be a winner, but feel like a winner and then be a loser.
Huh? Wait a minute.
No.
Gotcha.
Wait. What?
Pip just punched out. And Frank's internet is not loading properly.
No, he's thinking about punching us out at this point.
Right.
No, you know what one of the problems is that it seems like a lot of families have become completely kid-centric to the point where the parents act like they don't have their own lives. It's, I have to drive the kid to this play date, we have to go to this after-school program, we have to do this. The kids are up in everything.
Well,
I'm not saying sit there and be quiet.
Well, you just said act.
What?
As the only parent here? I don't have my own life. No, we don't. I don't. You guys are coming over for dinner tonight. That's as exciting as it's gotten for me, like, since she's been born.
Oh, how sad.
Really, you guys are not that great company. I know. And the dinner's not going to be that great either. But the kids, they do dumb it. Is that what it is? Because it used to be, you know, in the old days, you know, the kids sat at the table, you know, speaking, not spoken to. Now, I wasn't brought up that way. But, you know, is that what it is? We are all dominated by all the extracurricular activities?
Well, not just extracurricular activities, but I think it's just that, the kids are allowed to speak over the parents. Or how many times have you called somebody and you hear, Mommy, 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 Mommy? Tell that kid to... You know,
but you can't.
You can't.
The only people who can talk about disciplining people are black comedians.
But yeah,
when they say, "Julia beats your kid," you gotta beat them kids. You know, you gotta get an M16 and Cole Cockrum on the Sunday, and then Julia shoots your kid. You gotta shoot a kid. You time out. No, time out when I'm done shooting you. Unless you're a black comic, you can't talk about this stuff anymore.
But
no, I don't think you should beat your kids.
You shouldn't beat your kids, but you need to discipline them. If you're on the phone, be quiet. If the parents are talking, be quiet. You have to learn discipline. You have to learn respect. Kids don't have respect for their parents anymore. We were scared to death of our parents because they used to yell at us and they'd be. But you know what? We learn how to be respectful to our elders. We learn how to be respectful to our employers. We learn to our teachers. That's the difference.
I think parents are too self-involved with their own needs
yes.
and too tired. It's hard. It's hard to raise a good kid.
It is.
Thank goodness for my wife.
Listen, I don't buy that, and I'll tell you why. Because my mother, I was raised as a single, my mother was a single parent. My father died when I was a kid. My mother commuted every day from Long Island to New York City and back, okay? And she put the fear of God into me.
But, Joe, this is old school.
Well, it should be old
but
school.
But, Joe, but today's kids, today's parents, you know, I see the, listen, yeah, I look pretty well preserved, but underneath this, it's a cracking interior. It's all falling apart. I see the parents are exhausted. And there's always the conversation, you know, when are you going to have another kid? Because we have my one daughter who I love very much. And everybody's like, when are you going to have another kid?
And Lord knows, one is not enough. You know,
it's like, hello, I furthered the gene pool. My wife wants to have another kid. So I will have another kid. Oh, no, she's probably driving off the side of the road.
It's like, yes, honey, you take over this time.
It's probably like, with who?
She's hoping it's not her. She's done enough. But it's like, but they want you to spread it out. You have a hard time raising one kid. And then here's how they lie to you. They say, oh, no, the second, third, fourth, those are easier because they all take care of each other. Really? Is my 4-year-old going to change a diaper?
Yeah,
really? Is my 4-year-old going to drive my other one to preschool?
Yeah.
No, they're in the living room strangling each other while you're trying to get 1 minute alone on the computer.
If they're strangling each other, that means one of them is being quiet and the other one is exercising. And I can live with that.
Exactly.
That's what you do as a parent. You learn to like the positives.
If this is your child care plan, Devin, maybe you should skip the second child.
I think what this leads to, and this is just a microcosm of it, Americans like to think we're exceptional. We like to think we're the best at everything. You know what? Our forefathers are pretty darn good. The Constitution they wrote is pretty darn good. But if you look at us, not so much.
You know what, though? I think we are getting into a society where we're not thinking we're the best. I think we're getting into a society where we're the second best. And we all have to understand. And we all...
But we are not
win.
The best.
Well, we should...
We have to be honest. Hey, part of being tough is being honest with yourself.
I know. Yeah. We're not the best, but we should strive to be.
I agree with that 100%. But you get these people, like, and I don't want to get into healthcare right now, but when you got these people that say, we have the best healthcare, we have the best healthcare in the world.
We have the best healthcare, not the best dentistry, though. Best healthcare?
Well, thank God you bailed them out, because that was going to be a whole lot of silence.
Yeah, cricket.
But we don't. Statistics show we don't. We don't live the longest. We don't have the best healthcare. We have some of the best doctors.
Yes.
But other countries have some of the best doctors, too.
Yes.
But we cling to... Oh, and they get upset when Obama apologizes for things that we did wrong. Now, if we did, I don't think he should apologize for everything we do.
No, he shouldn't apologize for anything. He shouldn't go around
but there's
apologize.
Your American exceptionalism.
Right.
What do you mean? If we do something... What we did to the Japanese, we shouldn't apologize for?
What do we do to the Japanese?
In the 40s, we put them up in camps, like they're Jewish kids going away for the summer.
Because we just bombed Pearl Harbor.
Wait a second! I don't want to refight this. Break, bro. All right. So every Japanese American was responsible for Pearl Harbor. We didn't round up every falafel cart in the city after 9/11
because we're too soft. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Yes.
Then where are you going to get a good shawarma if we
shawarma?
It's
what
delicious.
Is a shawarma?
It's
lamb,
locust,
lamb
Joe.
Or chicken or meat, like on
that's
a skewer,
good.
And it's cooking. It's
that's
very
good.
Yummy.
All right, they let them go.
But it's just the whole nation that we're number one. We all like that. We're not number one.
Hold on.
And some things we're number one. Our military's number one.
So let me get this straight. I'm sorry. Obama apologized for interning the Japanese?
He's apologized for... I'm just saying.
Did Japan apologize for bombing us?
I think the tsunami kept him quiet for
a
while.
Okay.
That was Mother Nature saying, hey, quiet down
that
over
was
there.
God telling him, don't do that no more.
Are we skipping ahead to the too soon conversation already?
Oh, no. No. I got ridiculed on Facebook immediately after the tsunami happened.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I don't remember.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes. It was a whole Facebook scandal. I don't remember what it was.
Really?
Yeah,
yes.
Well, listen. But no, I don't want to skip ahead to that.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But here's what... I think we have weak leaders. I think weak leaders come from weak upbringings. And I'll tell you why I think we have weak leaders. And not just Democrat, Republican... All of them. I think they're weak because they don't have the conviction to stand up to Americans and say, here's the deal. I know this is not popular, but this is what's really happening. As soon as these mofos get elected, they're worried about getting reelected, and they just want to tell us it's all going to be nicey-nice. We get a prize for third prize.
Because what they want to do is they want to get reelected again. There are not a lot of great leaders.
But we used to have great leaders.
We used to do.
Who made hard decisions.
Yes.
We don't have them anymore. I thought Obama was going to be one of them. He's not.
I know. It's so disappointing.
You know who made hard decisions? Dick Cheney, and he didn't care about him. I don't agree with him. But they asked him, well, you know, the Iraq war is very unpopular with the public. 80% of the people's against it. His response, so? Perfect. That was his response. It was like on NPR. But you know what? From a leader, that's the response I want.
You
want
to hear what?
But these guys, they're all flip-flopping. They're all over. They're weak leaders, and our country's weak, and it comes from the upbringing. Okay, good.
No. Well, in a sense, a lot of them. I mean, a lot of the leaders now are in their, late 40s, mid-40s?
Yeah.
Late 30s. You know, they grew up in the same generation that we did. You know, I don't know his leak. I think it's pretty much that they're pandering to the popular vote.
But they don't have the generations have gotten softer. You look at the generation that fought World War II. That was the toughest generation, and you look at them getting softer. And so my I'm Gen X. We're soft. You look at what came after us afterwards, Gen Y. You know who's tough? The military. The guy who we had in here, Joe Padula. Joe Padula is tough. Most of us, we're not tough.
No.
We're not. We want to have our Twinkies, which I had a craving for earlier, and just kick back and watch the news.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars, you know, American Idol. People are not, you know, people are just soft. They're not concerned. We're not being competitive in this country. We're not raising a generation of people that want to be competitive, and it's going to spell doom for this country. I guarantee in another 20 years, this country is going to be totally different. It's going to be a third world country.
And on that uplifting note, we're going to shoot to a commercial. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about fairy tales and books not being read. You are listening to Davin Den on WTBQ. Listen to the commercials. Come right back with us.
Can't wait for nighttime. I am going to GW's, the local place for the nightlife. GW's has so much to do. I think I'll start off with a GW's American burger. Or maybe I'll get some of their famous wings. Maybe I should just wait till I get there and look at their menu full of all the great food. I can't wait to have one of those tasty beverages, and I'm definitely going to watch the game there. And then maybe I'll go play some pool. Then I'm going to dance all night long to one of their awesome DJs or great rock bands. So much to do, and it's all in Chester, New York at the ShopRite Center. If you want to live the nightlife, you should definitely come to GW's and check them out at GW's Tavern on Facebook, or just give them a call at 845-469-FOOD. GW's Nightlife is the right life.
Hi, my name is Davin Rosenblatt of the Davin and Cisco Show. Besides being the host of a radio show, I am a professional stand-up comedian and owner of the ever-growing entertainment company Sidesplitting Productions. As a performer, I have appeared on Comedy Central and performed several tours overseas for our troops. As a company, for over a decade, Sidesplitting Productions has been providing the very best in live stand-up comedy, murder mystery shows, DJs, and celebrity impersonators across the nation. Our entertainers are perfect for restaurants, special family events, and making that corporate event or party a stunning success. For a free consultation and quote, call me anytime at 845-986-7806. That's 845-986-7806. Or check us out on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
That's SIDESPLITTING. PRODUCTIONS.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com.
Success Martial Arts, the latest self-defense concept to come to Orange County. They combine classical martial arts training with a family fun environment custom tailored for children, teens, and adults. Success Martial Arts has two convenient locations on Route 32 North in the town of Woodbury and its newest location in the Chester Mall in the village of Chester. Please call today for more information. 845-469-1716 or visit their website at www.smacenters.com.
Sometimes you just want to go to a restaurant that can satisfy the cravings of every member of your family. Fortunately, such a place exists right here in Chester, New York. At the Chester Diner, you can order breakfast anytime or treat yourself to a 16-ounce porterhouse steak for only $13.99. They have plenty of inspired entrees, refreshing salads, scrumptious desserts, and everything in between. And don't worry, they have plenty of fun choices for the kids off their children's menu. With hours from 6 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, any time of the day is a good time at the Chester Diner. Visit the Chester Diner at 65 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York. Call them at 845-469-4488. for the largest variety of the best food, the Chester Diner is your place. And, of course, you can get it to go.
Once a month, an experienced professional from Provident Bank, the Hudson Valley's leading full-service community bank, will answer your most pressing financial questions only here on WTBQ. Tune in the first Wednesday of every month at 8.05 a.m. for Straight Talk from Provident Bank.
Hi, this is Gary Somerville, the host of Somerville on Law. I'll discuss the latest developments in the legal system, and we'll have other attorneys as guests. The first Friday of every month, 8 a.m. on WTBQ, Somerville on Law.
WTBQ weather.
We'll have some thunderstorms around with heavy rain early on tonight, then turning mostly cloudy with some areas of fog developing towards morning. Now starting out tomorrow with some fog, but then we'll have breaks of sun. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible mainly in the afternoon as highs reach 75 to 80. Some more showers Friday night, and looking at the Saturday, we should be a bit drier with partly sunny skies. There still could be a passing shower in the afternoon. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mihalik.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den Live. Tonight, in the den with us is Joe Curry, as usual.
Ooh.
And making her debut is Pip Helix.
Hello.
Apparently now a cat.
Hello.
I don't know what the heck that is.
Hello.
Just before we went to break, Joe told us that the end of the world is coming for America, third world nation, so we thought we'd pick it up a little bit.
I was pretty much getting ready to go into the bomb shelter after
listen,
that.
The bunker is ready.
Telling you.
We'll be eating space food next week.
Laugh at me, I'm telling you.
Why does nobody leave a can opener in these places? Why?
Well, they do leave can openers, but I'm lefty and I can't use them.
You can't use a can opener?
No, it's hard. Unless it's an electric one, you can't use a regular one. You have to get a special lefty can opener.
They make them?
Yeah, of course they do.
Don't yell at me like I'm an idiot.
Well, you are an idiot.
Idiot. How do I know there's a lefty can opener out there?
Because you know what? You're ignorant. You just don't pay attention to the world around you. You and your right world.
Right,
everything
right.
About you is right,
mister. Everything about you people.
Like I say, down with righty. Down with righty. We will rewrite the injustices and make them all left. kill him. All right. But anyway, back to fairy tales. See, then we weren't really talking about them before, but if you weren't listening, maybe you didn't know. But
I'm sorry, I got distracted by visions of us marching down Pat Boone Boulevard.
Pat Boone Boulevard?
Well, you know, it's always Martin Luther King Boulevard in black areas of cities. Pat Boone Boulevard is where, you know, down with... Never mind. Okay.
Wow. You know, I gotta start bringing
fairy tales, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I gotta start bringing in people with references from this century. That's what I gotta start doing. I'll tell you what. I'm not that young, and my co-hosts are not that old, but their references are.
Oh, you're ruffling my petticoats over here.
Listen, keep your knickers up. Let's go. Joe, keep on your dungarees, and we ride.
Dungarees.
Saddle up, boys.
So part of the wussification of America, this is way too much. This is just like us doing every stupid open mic 15 years ago. The audience is not having a good time, but it really didn't matter to us at all.
And there's nobody here.
Exactly.
We're cracking ourselves up.
Just one guy who's responsible for paying the bills going, this is not paying the bills at all. I have to stop this immediately.
It's like, oh, dear, is this bringing any listeners, anybody?
Now people listen. They email me after the show. They said, yeah, I didn't want to call, but I enjoyed the show. Well, thank you. If you do want to call, 845-651-1110. If you want to instant message us, go to Davin Rosenblatt's Facebook page, where if you go back to older posts, you can see what I do to piss off people after the big tsunami.
Go ahead and call Barbara. You know you want to.
I guess that's a friend of Pip.
Yes, that would be.
Or some. She's just hoping to reach out to all the Barbaras out there.
Yeah, any Barbara.
Yeah, there's got to be a few of them. Jennifer, call us.
No. Barbara, No. They chased all the Barbaras from Orange County. There are no more Barbaras.
No more? Oh.
It was the Kristallnacht of Barbaras. Take that. There's a rare. There's an obscure.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
I can go back to old school references too.
Yeah. He's talking about us going old school. He's talking the 40s over here.
Well, you know, Joe wanted to refight World War II and the Japanese.
I'm very afraid. Just don't get the Irish involved. I'm very afraid over here.
Listen, you got your own problems with the Protestants and the Catholics. Just settle down there. You all pray to the guy with the beard. Settle down over there. Jesus. That's their guy. They're having fights over there.
They pray to ZZ Top. All right.
Big fan.
Got legs. We're all going to heaven. All right. Never mind.
Joe Curry's in a band. You couldn't tell from that little ditty.
Yeah, no. He was talking about his last weekend.
Yeah.
Never mind.
We won't. All right. So, you know those fairy tales that are no longer being read to children?
Yeah.
Cinderella is no longer being read. Snow White. What else, Joe? What other fairy tales?
Well, they don't want to read Little Red Riding Hood because she walks through the woods alone and finds her grandmother eaten by a wolf.
Well, that sounds scary.
Well, it's, you know, it teaches kids to be careful in the woods.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? It teaches kids to be careful?
If you see your grandmother as the house special over in the woods, you're going to go, you know, I'm going to carry a stick.
No, I think it promotes don't leave Granny alone. She's going to get eaten one way or another.
Well, the old gal probably wandered off. But that won't
be the old gal probably wandered off?
Yeah.
What, is she a cougar showing the bars and she brings home a wolf? What are you talking about?
She's probably, you know, up in her years there, and maybe she's a little absent-minded, figured she'd go pick some berries, and a couple of wolves come by, and that was the end of it.
What else, Jeff?
Well, okay, Snow White should be renamed because the dwarf reference is not PC.
What are they calling it now?
I think midgets.
Snow White and the Seven
That's
Midgets.
That's your bowling league.
It's too wordy, though. I don't know. I disagree.
All right.
Yeah. Then Rapunzel was considered too dark.
Why?
I don't know. I guess maybe.
I just saw Tangled. It was Disney. It was lovely.
Yeah. I don't know.
I got to step in here once again because I have the little girl, and you know what? She does get scared by these things. It's true. One of her favorite Disney characters is Ariel, yet she will not watch The Little Mermaid because the sea witch scares her, so she watched like an Ariel sequel, I guess, where there is no sea witch. So these kids do get scared. I mean, you know what? Maybe it's just good parenting. Maybe that's just what it is.
Well, you decide what your child likes and what they don't like. If your daughter is scared, then you don't show her that. You know, you show her something. You know,
show her the news. So
Wait a minute. I just scared her to death talking about the Dark Earth and Pine Island. I mean, maybe your kid has a low threshold for scared.
Well, she's a wuss. My kid isn't though. She's very sensitive. She is. I've tried to instill in her not to be. I remember when she was two, she fell down in the kitchen. She was crying. You know, she's playing cry. I told her to walk it off. I swear to God, I did. And now she knows, walk it off.
Yeah.
But that's not the way. But you know what? Listen, I think every parent has to make that decision. If your kid's going to have nightmares, you're the one that's going to be up with them in the middle of the night, and you're the one who's going to pay for therapy.
That's true.
Absolutely.
But there are classics that are not really meant for little children, like Snow White, Cinderella. That was meant for little kids.
Right.
But that they have reworked. They've reworked Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And I don't mean just by adding Johnny Depp. Did you know the original version, the Oompa Loompas, were pygmies who did not get paid but worked for chocolate?
No, get out.
You know how many broads I know that would do that?
Not just work. Exactly. You mean work the pole for chocolate.
Really, Pip?
Yeah, sorry.
You're making Charlie the Chocolate Factory. Really? Maybe you shouldn't read it anymore. It's smut, I tell you.
So what did they do? They rewrote the book with a union now?
It's not. They're no longer pygmies. They're little purple things. The Oompa Loompas.
They're the same color as
pygmies. Snooki
would have made a good Oompa Loompa.
She would have made a good Oompa.
She would have got drunk and fallen on the chocolate.
She is an Oompa Loompa.
Now here's books actually that I remember reading as a youngster. Little House on the Prairie. By Laura Ingalls Wilder, they were essentially autobiographies at the time of telling her of her family's travels in the wilderness and everything. Of course, Michael Landon made it, a breakout show with great hair. But in 1993, it was edited because it was felt that the books portrayed Indians as in a negative light. Yeah, they were the enemy because they were going to scalp them.
They're going to scalp me shooting arrows. Not bad guys.
I think that's going a little too far. What do you want Laura Ingalls Wilder to do in the 1800s? Portray them as owning casinos? I mean,
you can't recontextualize.
What happened, Pa? Lost the farm playing blackjack.
I mean, I think it's good. Listen, these are period pieces.
Yeah.
If your child doesn't understand, it's your job as a parent or a teacher to make them understand. Listen, what the Indians did act this way, but we did these things to the Indians too. Where now, to make up for them, we let them take all your paycheck and Social Security.
We leave 20% of our spare income to them.
Yeah, we feel really bad about it, so go play the slots.
Go play
the slots. I mean, Harry Potter books. My wife loves the Harry Potter books. For me, I've never read the books, but if you're really looking for 2.5 hours to sleep, no better movie than a Harry Potter movie.
Really?
Oh, they are terrible.
The books are terrific.
Whatever.
They are.
My wife thinks so, too. Fine. Listen, people like them. They're not really made for little kids. They're meant for tweens and...
Yeah.
Women that really need a life. Right? But people love them. These are beloved books. Yes. Christian groups have become upset because they feel the books promote witchcraft.
Oh, please.
Oh, that's nonsense. It's ridiculous.
What are you going to do, conjure up Jesus to cast a spell to save the Bible?
You know, just leave the books the way they are.
People are editing them.
Because they can't. Because people want to revisit history. They want to revise history. The purpose of these books are to educate kids. No.
Well, not to educate kids.
Well,
they're not to educate kids.
Oh, yeah, there are great morals in those books.
There's great morals in those books, and there's good lessons.
Really?
And
really? Don't play Quidditch while you're drunk? What are the morals?
No, they're also talking. You're talking about the wussification of America. Uh-huh. And here I mean, Harry Potter. What else has to happen to this kid? Every goon thing sucks the life out of him.
I know what else you were. Altar boy at a Catholic church. Let's see him recover from that. Yeah. That's going to affect him. Talking about some dark stuff. Take that, you Christian.
Also, there was a whole thing where they rewrote Huckleberry Finn. They wanted to take the N-word out of Huckleberry Finn.
Well, they missed the boat on that because Mark Twain was a satirist, and he was writing satire.
Mm.
I mean, now talk about a teachable moment, Fox News, thank you.
Yeah.
Talk about that. What you do with it, when you have a book like this, an American classic, again, it's a period piece, you explain to them the context why we don't use that word anymore and what it means. You don't just ignore that it happened.
Absolutely right, and even Mark Twain said he put that word in there is a lightning rod word to show people the how that word is used, and it's not a good word, and it should not be used in that fashion, and to show how bad that word was. And I get a kick out of these parents. Oh, I don't want my kid to hear that. Meanwhile, the kid picks up an iPod listening to rap music where you hear that word and a whole lot more. And there's a lot more than Mark Twain didn't have in there. You know, I mean, it wasn't about bitches and hoes and driving around.
Oh,
you know?
We talked about slapping up the hoes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Gonna go fishing. Fix that fence and smack that ass.
We're just enjoying Frank's reaction.
Frank just looked like the manager, the pitching coach. He just saw his pitcher give up 8 runs, just shaking. I'm not going to take him out. He's going to have to learn for himself. He's going to have to take the speed. Mary Poppins. Disney movie, Broadway play. Before I went to that, the early editions, Mary Poppins took the Banks children around the world using a map that portrayed Chinese people, Inuits, Africans, and Native American people in an unflattering and stereotypical way. They took that out. Have they never seen Mr. Magoo? Those cartoons are still on. Have they ever seen their portrayals of Asian people? Not nice.
Really? They were portraying them in an unflattering role?
I guess. Maybe they said all the Chinese people owned America. I don't know what the hell they were doing in the 30s.
What did she do? Take them through the hood?
I don't think there was a hood in that
just
pudding.
A spoonful of 40 makes the medicine.
Joe Curry's on fire, yeah. Ladies. Mark this day down on your calendar.
Ow,
Joe
Taylor.
Curry bringing a little something to the table. Bringing the funny.
Table's getting singed over here.
Nancy Drew.
What did she do?
That's that hussy.
Yeah, I know.
It was originally published in 1932. And it had negative stereotypes of immigrants and was racist, according to complaints.
But that's you have to show children that was the world then.
You could show them All in the Family.
You could show them All in the Family.
No, it's ridiculous to try to recontextualize everything to today as if the past never happened.
It's revisionist history.
Yes.
You know what? We didn't fight the British. We just asked nicely and they let us be free. It was very nice. You know what? We really don't want your tea, kind sir. We're going to grow some tobacco over here. We'll be fine. Thanks.
Actually, we had that nice silversmith to warn them.
Yeah. Warn the Brits. Hey, we're a little upset. You're not going to take our weapons. Thank you, Sarah Palin.
Yeah, oh, man.
Now, there are plenty more books that if you go in the libraries, children's books.
Yes.
That I don't know if everybody's read, but these are real books that have been edited, censored, banned, revised. I've read a lot of them. One of them was The Amazing Bone. That just recently got thrown away because nobody wants to read Anthony Weiner's autobiography.
Right, and then you have Captain Underpants and the Attack of the Talking Toilets.
Oh, excuse me, that just reminded me. Hi, honey. Shout out to my husband.
Somebody has to do wash. Why would they pull that title, Joe?
I don't know, but there was a sequel, Captain Underpants and the Perilous Plot of Professor Poopy Pants.
Say that 5 times fast.
Yeah, right.
He can't even spell Poopy Pants.
Oh, you're amazing. A guy Poopy Pants is a professor. You know, I guess he worked hard and,
Oh, yeah. No, I had him for some classes.
And all of a sudden, it's turned into a scat film.
Turn?
Blubber by Judy Blume. Judy Blume.
Excuse me.
It has nothing to do with you.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
It was banned by Governor Christie because she thought it was an unflattering biography. Yeah, apparently, the helicopter didn't have enough lift, and Blubber was not pleased.
Oh, God.
845-651-1110 if you want to do political talk.
Or talk about your diet. Whatever.
Bones in the Cliff by James Stevenson. A young boy's story about discovering his sexuality. No idea what's wrong with that one.
Wait a minute. Was that about sexuality or was that about pharmacology?
Maybe pharmacology.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, I like.
If you went to my high school, it was.
What high school was that?
Oh, I can't say.
Okay, Miss Pip.
I'm undercover.
Yeah.
Hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. I like to read that book. Make me mind.
Yeah.
Great, Joe. Thanks. House Without a Christmas Tree by Gail Rock. This is true. I read this book. Now, this was recently pushed to get... Bill O'Reilly recently pushed to get this book pulled, as he claimed it was the secular left's continued attempts to wage a war on Christmas.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I am.
Like, Christians are the only people on the planet. So you should read no books that don't include Christians. And at least in the first five pages.
It's been edited since of the House Without a Christmas Tree.
But they should just put in brackets. Maybe Jews living there.
Yeah.
I like the way you said it like a Jew.
Like,
maybe a Jew's living there. Why are we going to bother there? Leave the Jews alone. They have a little nosh. It'll be fine. They'll get a Christmas tree, a coupon. It'll be fine. Son, I turn into Jackie Mason. The Relatives Came. Now, I must admit, I never read the book, but I really enjoyed the movie. Although I don't really think it's appropriate for children.
Sign of the Beaver.
Oh, wait.
I read that book and it stinks.
Wait a minute, I thought that was
the pages open.
I thought that was the Paris Hilton story. Oh, sorry.
It's The End of the World by Judy Blume. Now, this was Harold Camping's last thing that he pushed for before he had a stroke. He pushed to get this off the shelves because he felt it mocked him in his rapture prediction.
My brother Sam is dead. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty real party pleaser.
The Stupid Step Out by Harry Allard. Now, I don't know why this was banned. As a matter of fact, President Bush called this book a real inspiration for him. Political talk, 845-651-1110.
Oh, I love it.
Here's one winning. I guess Charlie Sheen wrote that one.
Yeah, it's a real short story. You should see the play.
Sylvester and the Magic Pebble.
I had that book.
Did you?
I did.
Where's my magic pebble?
Where's your magic pebble, Rob?
I don't know. Where's your magic pebble?
You should do that as a one-man show.
Yeah. Here's a book about when we go on the road. Stupid Step Out.
I just said that book.
Oh, did you?
How about you pay attention, stupid?
All right,
stupid with a microphone. Joe Curry.
All right,
you were on such a roll. You were so funny tonight.
He was doing so good. And then right here. Sorry, Joe.
Sorry, I was looking.
That's all. That's all the stories on the list that I read. I don't know if you guys have any more. If not, we'll move on.
Nah, that's it.
No, I'm looking at this Three Billy Goats Gruff with the ZZ Top story.
Nice.
Witches of the Worm. Oh, bad girls do.
There's a book I misread. Nappy Hair.
Oh, wow. Very, very good. And apparently, the Republicans love it reading about President Obama too.
Nappy hair. It just means tired hair.
I'm sure we'll get a complaint about this, and I don't care. Speaking of comics getting complaints, there's been a lot of comics in the news. Frank, can you hit the button?
Hit the button.
Didn't mean to wake him.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
There's a production. That's what we're bringing to the table. We had to wake Frank up for that. I wonder who that voiceover is. It sounds like God or stupid. And since God is not stupid, he's all-knowing, I'm betting on stupid. But that was very well produced, Joe.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
that was very nice.
We got to get through this. We're not going to have enough time to get through all this, but there's been a lot of comics in the news because we waste too much time yammering. Frank, we need 3 hours. We need a 3-hour show.
We're lucky we got the hour.
Frank's like, I've been meaning to talk to you. I have about 4.5 minutes I can squeeze you in. There's actually been a lot of our brethren, by brethren I mean successful comics, that have been in the news for all the wrong reasons. Tracy Morgan was forced to apologize after a show he did in Tennessee because he did an anti-gay. He went on an anti-gay rant where he said if my son came home and told me he was a quote-unquote faggot, I'd kick his ass and beat him up and everything. And of course, you know, Tracy was forced to apologize. What do you guys think about that?
Which I think is ridiculous. I'd rather he not even apologize. It's a hollow apology. Obviously, this is the way the man feels, and I don't want to hear a false apology. Just please, you know, if you're going to be homophobic, just wear a shirt that has a big H on it. Mark yourself so we know.
Are you a superhero?
Captain Homophobe!
No, I have all the powers, except I'm afraid of gays. Oh, my God, get him away, get him away, get him away!
Get away from me.
I love please. The tights, but I'm not gay.
My please. God, we're stuck here on Christopher Street, my powers are gone. What will I do?
Please, oh not a picture.
All of a sudden, I think my cape looks fabulous.
Oh, God, and then he's starting to change. I will take this new poodle, and I will walk him down the street.
By oh, night, Lord. He's a superhero homophobe. By day, he's a Republican congressman.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, how many of these superheroes do we have?
Listen. Here's my. Oh, we gotta get out of here in a couple minutes. All right. Here's my thing. If you go to see somebody like Tracy Morgan,
yeah,
you know what Tracy Morgan is a known quantity. He's if you're looking for brilliant comedy and thought provoking stuff and sensitive comedy, touchy feel good comedy, he's not your guy.
Right.
He's his material is filthy. I don't really find him funny. But if you go to a comedy club and you see Tracy Morgan, you then can't complain when he says things that you think are not PC. That's all he does.
I'm sorry, you ever been in a comedy club before?
Never.
Oh, sorry, wrong crowd. Yeah, it's like live there, breathe there, sleep there.
No, I'm being sincere. I'm in dive bars and RJ Gators.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Please, I'm trying to forget that part. But I'm just saying that if you go to a comedy club, you see any comedy show, you have to be prepared. There's going to be things that you're not, you know, that aren't PC, things that maybe don't appeal to you. That's the name of the game. Don't walk out all butthurt like, oh, they said something I found offensive. Of course they will. That's the job.
And you're listening. It's Tracy Morgan. It's Tracy Morgan. Are you taking seriously Tracy Morgan?
Yeah.
The man is out of his mind. And it's a comedy. It's a comedy act. It's a comedy act. I mean, come on.
All right. We got about a minute to cover this. There was the Republican Leadership Convention hired an Obama impersonator. To perform during their little convention. And if you see the clips of this, you really should check it out. It was on C-SPAN, which is big for comedy. Turn it on any day, you're going to laugh your ass off. But if you actually look, the guy's name, he did a great job. I mean, he was fantastic. He's getting thunderous applause. He made racial jokes. Of course, the Republicans love that.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
You know, he said, you know, we saw my favorite month is February, but, you know, of course, I only celebrate half of it. You know, I mean, great material. Then he turns it around and starts making fun of the Republicans, and all of a sudden they're booing, they're getting upset, and he gets to do a Michelle Bachmann joke, and they shut off his mic and kick him off stage.
Because it just shows the hypocrisy if you don't like something, now it's not funny. He goofed on the Democrats. That whole clip was 18 minutes. He goofed on the Democrats for up to 12 minutes, and that remaining 6 minutes, he did jokes on, like, John McCain. He did jokes on Mitt Romney. He did jokes, you know, like I said, on Michelle Bachmann. And now it's not so funny. You got to learn to laugh at yourself. It just shows you how stuck up these parties are.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. We had a lot more to get with this, but you know, as usual, time flies here.
Wow.
Davin's Den. Dawn, what do you want to promote?
I'm just going to promote my husband's band. Actually, the Ramones are playing at Antigua's in Queens.
Nice.
And it would be so nice if I told you when, wouldn't it?
We'll get back to you.
Yeah. All right.
Do you know?
No.
Good, Joe.
As my comedy career is flying, I will be at the Port Jefferson Elks Club tomorrow night.
Haven't those people suffered enough?
From 7 to 10, yeah. I think the moose kicked me out. And, Port Jefferson, 1141 Route 112 in Port Jeff. So come on down, 631-473-4887 for reservations.
All right, I just want to say special thanks to GW's in Chester. It's a great place to get your drink on. It's getting hot, so go down there, have a nice cold one. Special thanks to Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Remember, summer's coming. Your kids need something to do. They have great martial arts camps, so send your kids down there. Maybe they won't be wusses. You'll be thanking Sensei Rush. us. He does a great job. Special thanks to the Chester Diner. They got great food, great staff. If you go there, make sure you give Crystal an extra tip. She's a great waitress. Really nice people down there. Special thanks to Rhythm and Rhyme Daycare in Warwick, New York. We got the moving up ceremony this Sunday, so I will be there. So if you want to see what I look like around little children, you're definitely going to want to come and check that out. This Friday, I will be performing at Cocina in Pompton Lakes, where I hope somebody will throw an apple at me.
Cocina!
Number for that is 973-616-2482. Next Wednesday, Side Spinning Productions has a comedy show at Andiamo in Hallworth, New Jersey, starring Max Docelli and the Den's very own Joe Curry. For tickets, call 201-384-1551. If you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, keep on listening. Thank you guys so much. I'm Davin. I'm with Joe. I'm with Dawn. We appreciate your listenership. We'll talk to you next week. Have
good
a great
night.
Week.
Your community radio station since 1969.